Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Mike Ellis, the Associate Minister of Mental Health and Addictions for the Province of Alberta. I guess, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Thanks very much, Kyle, for having me on.
I guess first thing we want to kind of talk about today is the province is doing a lot of work on improving access to mental health counseling services across Alberta, and particularly here in some of the rural areas. Why don't you tell us a little bit what the province has kind of done there?
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually very pleased to announce last Thursday that in partnership with a nonprofit organization that we had what is known as Counseling Alberta. And Counseling Alberta will provide access, basically affordable and accessible mental health services to folks in rural Alberta. And we're very excited about the work that they're doing.
Mm-hmm. And definitely when it comes to some of the mental health counseling, you know, maybe not work for every people, but, you know, it may work for quite a number of us out there. I know it's helped me previously before. So how important is it to get a lot of these, you know, people dealing with mental health challenges, to be able to get them sort of better access to some of these counseling services that are out there?
Yeah, well, I mean, that was, you know, we heard very loud and clear from folks in especially rural Alberta, you know, access to affordable and affordable and accessible mental health services very much was a challenge. So in partnership with Counseling Alberta, which is a bit of an offshoot of Calgary Counseling, which is led by Dr. Robbie Babbins-Wagner, who's the CEO and has done a phenomenal job for the folks in Calgary and surrounding area. You know, everybody in Alberta actually now will have access to affordable and accessible healthcare, affordable and accessible mental health services, and they're virtual, so you're counseling and therapists, and you know, this will help individuals, parents, families, youth, and groups, and you know, this government has put a lot of money. Folks don't realize that you know, we spend probably over $1 billion in just mental health and addiction services annually. During the pandemic, which everybody's aware had a huge strain on folks with mental health throughout the province, we invested $53 million, which is more than quite frankly any other in the province. You know, I was very humbled when I was appointed to this role about a year ago. We even created the announcement for the what is known as the Youth Mental Health Hubs to provide access for youth, especially in rural Alberta. Because it is a very complex system, and we're just trying to streamline it and make sure that, you know, whoever needs help is going to be able to get that help. And that's why we also streamline the 211 service as well.
Now, with some of the work that you're kind of doing with Counseling Alberta and those kinds of things, will there be, will they have sort of opportunities to kind of partner with different local organizations, you know, different, like say someone like here in Peace River can sort of partner up with that kind of thing? Will there be sort of opportunities for that as part of this?
Well, I'm not entirely sure. I mean, that's where Dr. Robbie Babbins-Wagner would come into play as the CEO in this. But I'll just say this in regards to their service. You know, if there are people in the Peace Country that require mental health services, certainly they can call 211 or they can get a hold of mental health services through counselingalberta.com as an example. You know, they will link folks up with Counseling Alberta. There'll be virtual supports, you know, and certainly if Counseling Alberta wants to provide relationships with other not-for-profit organizations, that would be entirely up to them. But you know, we're just trying to make sure that we provide affordable and accessible mental health services to folks all throughout Alberta.
And with some of the, you know, stuff we've talked about here today, there was also, I believe, the announcement a little while ago about some of the work on youth suicide prevention and those kinds of things. How big is this sort of priority in sort of improving mental health for this government here in Alberta?
Well, it's quite frankly a top priority. Again, that's why we invested so much money. I mean, even during the last budget, I think we invested approximately $70 million, again, in mental health and addiction supports. I'm a former law enforcement officer, so you know, one life lost is one too many as far as I'm concerned. So we're just doing whatever we can to make sure that when anybody turns their head and says, "I need help," that we make sure that help is available to them.
And finally, whenever we have a guest join us here in the Training 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw in a little personal question to kind of show, hey, these politicians are people too. Of course, we are coming up on summertime in Alberta. Many people will be interested to explore maybe different parts of this beautiful province. Now, you yourself are the MLA for the riding of Calgary West. What are some interesting things kind of going on in the riding in the next little bit that people might be sort of interested to check out this summer?
Well, I'm sure you're aware, Kyle, we have Stampede coming up, so very, very excited about that. Obviously, it's raining pretty hard in Calgary right now, but very optimistic we're going to have a great Stampede. I know Kevin Costner is going to be the parade marshal. We're very excited to have him in the city and hosting him, specifically for us folks in Calgary West. We have a Stampede breakfast in the Aspen Landing Shopping Center on July the 10th. So we're very excited about that. Stampede breakfast, the hospitality of Calgarians. We're going to be hosting Stampede breakfast all throughout this city, all throughout Stampede. So very excited. It's, you know, it's time to move forward and move on. And of course, very excited about what's going on here in Calgary.
All right, definitely sounds like a lot of stuff going on there. Mike Ellis, the Associate Minister of Mental Health and Addictions for the Province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks very much, Kyle. Hope you have a great day.